it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. My favorite conversation today, Bastille Day, was with Joseph Sternberg about the German economy, which is struggling to be understated. Needs a rehab. It's called reform for a beginning. What is the problem? The problem is guaranteed incomes, lifetime labor for certain professions. The problem is very high taxes for what you get. The problem is an indifference to the regulatory state or apparent indifference. And the problem is taxes on everything and not the rich, the middle class, and those struggling to get into the middle class. It looks like a complete menu of disaster compared to the American economy, which is generally unregulated, or at least it's tested regulation, and the tax load is not burdensome. I asked Joseph Sternberg, he's a German speaker as well as a columnist for the Wall Street Journal, did they not know Milton Friedman? Did they know a dollar taken out of the economy to taxes is a dollar that's ineffective, in this case a euro? He said yes, but they don't pay attention to that. The German economy is the engine of Europe, has been since 45. The renovation there is magnificent, and yet it hit a patch where the export model broke down in the face of the Chinese undercutting them. And they haven't adapted, nor have they developed a technology farm, region, state, legend that they're quite capable of. It is odd that they're held back by something. Is it taxes? Is it regulation? Is it temperament? Don't know. They build magnificent cars, and they can build magnificent EV cars. They can build magnificent anything, along with the Italians. Quite in contrast to the French, who have the manners of the laissez-faire agricultural lords, heavily regulated and accepted by the population. Perhaps that's the way. Enjoy your life, not to worry about getting ahead, deregulating, just go with the flow if you're French. The German conversation with Joe was fun. We did also touch on Ms. Widdicombe's murder in Dorchestershire, I believe, and political violence. That crime is very strange, and there's more to learn about it, but a very senior figure in the Reform Party, who was a senior figure in the Conservative Party, is now dead. And the indication is the counterterrorism people are pointing to a political motive. Not a good story. Not an Agatha Christie story. An appalling story. Political assassination is unacceptable in a democracy. It's routine in an aristocracy and a tyranny, but not in a democracy. More of this later, I'm sure. There's also more in the show about the Strait of Hormuz, of course, with Jeff McCausland and Gregory Copley and Mary Kissel. It's about the American economy, which is strong, and the reversal of the trend, the direction of inflation boosted the markets today because as the energy moderates, so do the price of everything. I also had a happy conversation with Elizabeth Peake about small business doing well in America. I use the example of a bookstore I attend where we all pay retail prices, though we could order from Amazon, because it's fun. And if you have the money, the author deserves it. So does the bookstore, so does the publisher. Books are a joy, and they're not an expensive habit, not in the least. And what you get for it is a book that you can read. I'm reading one right now. It's a new book called Revolutionary Snipers by my friend Patrick McDonald. What's fun about them is that they were known as the Pennsylvania Rifles. They shot the long carabine, the long rifle, very deadly accurate, up to 200 or 300 yards. And they made up a great deal of Benedict Arnold's march on, well, what came the siege of Quebec, but it started with Montreal and then Quebec. In the winter of, I don't know the year offhandedly, probably 77, 76. No, they came running after after Bunker Hill, so it was 75, 76, I'm going to guess. Washington was glad to be rid of them because they were reckless characters, backwoodsmen from Pennsylvania and Maryland and the Ohio River Valley. Well, I've just started the book. I'll know more later. And dates are hard to remember when you start first reading. At least they are for me. The March Through the Wilderness, the portage around the Kennebec Falls, all lovely stuff. I mean, they were starving, and they didn't have game, and they hadn't prepared. But they were rugged guys, marching through the snow in bare feet without enough food to eat. Marching, marching, marching. I'll get to that book eventually if you all. I'm just reading it now. Also this weekend I'm going to speak to Harry Sidebottom about A Day in the Life of a Gladiator, which I enjoy a great deal because gladiators are nothing like Hollywood pictures them. They were deliberately overweight, deliberately ate a diet that made their breath extremely bad because of the carbohydrates they consumed regularly. And they had a ceremony of preparing for the games. They didn't fight to the death unless the crowd insisted upon it. The gladiators versus beasts was more popular than man versus man because the beast had to die. And there are other sad stories that I'll tell when I get the book up in a couple of weeks. Well, in any event, I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you for listening. More tomorrow.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.